The 15th day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of Saint Ephraim el Suriani. It was on this day in the year 379 AD that Saint Ephraim the Syrian passed away. He was born in the city of Nisibis, Syria, during the reign of the first Christian Roman emperor, the great Constantine. His parents were pagan, but they raised their son in a loving manner, encouraging his intelligence and pure nature. One day, Ephraim happened to meet with the bishop of Nisibis, St. James, whose preachings were well received by Ephraim's open mind, and thus the bishop taught the young man the particulars of Christianity. Ephraim became a believer, and once the bishop had baptized him, was invited to stay with the bishop and deepen his understanding of the faith. Soon he was debating pagans and overcoming them with a shining grace from God that was within him. When the Council of Nicaea convened in the year 325 AD, Ephraim went with his teacher, St. James, to attend. One day, while Ephraim was praying, he saw a pillar, or large beam, of light that extended from earth to heaven. He then heard a voice saying to him, "That which you see is Saint Basil, Bishop of Caesarea." Ephraim was filled with desire to meet such a holy man that God would use such a sign, and he journeyed to Caesarea. Ephraim found the church where the bishop spoke and stood in the corner. Seeing the bishop in his priestly clothes that were embroidered in gold, Ephraim doubted that such a man could not be truly as holy as what he had first thought. But the Lord knew Ephraim's doubts and sent a white dove to alight on St. Basil's head. God then inspired St. Basil of the presence of Ephraim. The bishop called out to him by name, and all of Ephraim's doubts were washed away. They greeted each other, and the bishop ordained him a deacon. St. Basil encouraged and taught Ephraim, who increased his devotion and asceticism. Eventually, he became a monk and went to live in the wilderness. His purity and holiness became well known. One time, an honorable woman was too embarrassed to confess her sins to St. Basil, and so he had her write them on paper. Upon reading her sins, the great bishop prayed for her, and all the sins disappeared from the paper except for one. St. Basil instructed the woman to go out to the wilderness where St. Ephraim was, and that he would pray for her. She found Ephraim and told him what St. Basil had instructed. Surprised, Ephraim told her that he was not worthy of such an honor, that she needed to go back to St. Basil, for it was Basil that was a high priest. The grace of God within Ephraim caused him to add that the woman needed to go quickly because St. Basil was about to pass away. When the woman returned, she found that Ephraim's words had come true. St. Basil the Great had just passed away. Crying, she placed her paper with her one remaining sin on the bishop's coffin, prayed, then took the paper and found it completely blank. Saint Ephraim performed many miracles of healing, and he converted many to the true faith. He debated a famous non-believer, Ibn Dasan, the infidel, and eventually convinced him of the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He also wrote many articles and essays explaining the faith in a way that helped others better understand and embrace it. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the martyrdom of Saint Cyriacus and his mother, Saint Julietta. It was on this day that a remarkable child, Saint Cyriacus, and his courageous mother, Saint Julietta, were martyred. Originally from Iconium, Julietta took her 3-year-old son to Tarsus to escape from the Iconium governor who was persecuting Christians. To her dismay, That governor was there in Tarsus on a visit. When certain people spoke to the governor about the young Christian woman who had tried to escape him, the governor ordered her to be arrested and brought before him. Her young son, Cyriacus, was also brought in by the soldiers. The governor ordered her to worship the stone idols if she wanted to live, that the gods of the powerful Roman Empire were in these statues. Julietta answered him, What you are saying is so ridiculous that a 3-year-old could not accept it. The governor shrugged and looked to the little boy clutching his mother's hands. Let's ask your child, he said. God then caused the child to talk, saying in a strong, firm voice, Your gods are made of stone and wood, which was created by the God of creation, and then carved by the hands of men, who were also created by God. There is no other true God except the Lord Jesus Christ. The people who heard young Cyriacus' words were amazed. As for the governor, this was not the answer he expected from a 3-year-old child, and he was angry and embarrassed. He ordered that both the child and the mother be tortured until they renounced their Christian faith. But God was with them, and neither Julietta or her little boy suffered from the torture inflicted upon them. This also amazed the others who witnessed the abuse given to the mother and child, and it caused many people to convert to Christianity. Finally, the governor ordered that the two be executed, and Julietta and her son Cyriacus received the crowns of martyrdom for their faith and courage. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. And also on this day, we commemorate the martyrdom of St. Anba Heresius of Seoul. It was on this day that St. Anba Heresius, also called Harsios, of the town of Seoul, was martyred. Although most of his story has been lost through time, we do know that he was a very devoted Christian and a very brave and courageous man to withstand the suffering inflicted upon him for his faith. His faith and courage won him the crown of martyrdom, and even though we don't know much of his story here on earth, in heaven, Saint Heresius is eternally honored as one of the martyred saints. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.